Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial County. I'm Maria Wyatt, your host, and my co-host, or also a host, is Scott Dudley.
Hey, welcome aboard. Thank you so much for listening. Brand new listeners, welcome, because I know Split Thought Brand is going to roll me in some new voices and some new ears, and that's what you're for. So listen, this is the routine, because the regular listeners, they already know this because I nag at them every week. Here's the routine. You hear the show. You like the show. You think somebody that you know needs to hear the show. You take the show. You go to KXORadio.com. You go to Let's Talk About It. You download the podcast. All you got to do is click the link. You don't even have to fill up your phone or whatever. And then you take that link and you send it to the person who you think needs to hear it. Because here's what happens. We drop community wellness radio on you. And we bring in expert guests who are really good at this. And this stuff really helps the community if the people in the community who need to hear it, hear it. And that's where you come in, because you know, as a listener, who needs to hear it. So take it, share it. Don't give us any credit, because it's going to be you doing the work here. And when that person hears it and the community gets a little better, we're all going to benefit. That's how that works. So welcome aboard today and every day. And this is your weekly wellness radio station.
Okay. And also, first things, just to let our public know is that we have...
We got public?
Whoa. Yes, for our public to know, for the community to know.
All three of you.
We are going to start October the 14th after your World Mental Health Day. And we're hoping, we're planning that... we are going to have dogs at three of our clinics here in El Centro. They're going to be at the Adult Substance Use Disorder Clinic on 4th Street, at the Children's Program here in El Centro at 120 North 8th Street, and at 1296 State Street at the Youth and Young Adult Program. So we're hoping that, you know, that having dogs there will bring in, you know, make our consumers feel more comfortable and make our services more welcoming.
So. Awesome, cool, nice, friendly. We met some of the dogs today, and you just want to take them all home.
Yes, yes, and we have a lot of staff that wants to adopt them, and they will be adoptable. They are getting trained. They're trained dogs, and within 6 months they'll be out for adoption, and we're going to
mostly rescue dogs too.
Yeah, they're all rescue dogs.
Yeah, that's even triply awesome.
Because, I know, isn't it great?
So rescued animals need homes.
And then one other thing. What is Split Thought?
Which brings us to our next point.
Yeah.
So we got a guest today. Yeah, of course. We always have a guest. His name is Rico Rivera. We're going to roll the R's, even though it's the English show. And he is the founder and the divine inspiration and the creative genius behind Split Thought Brand.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And we accidentally rolled into Rico when we were doing a World Mental Health Day live radio show. We were just kind of like randomly grabbing people and interviewing people as they were walking by. And Mario, the producer, and I grabbed Rico, and we liked what he said. He gave us a card with his brand and the podcast on it.
Let's see one. Do you have another one?
Yeah.
Yes.
We both rolled on over and caught the podcast. And so, Rico, I put you in my back pocket. I was like, you know, this is good, and there's an angle on this that we can mutually benefit from. Mm-hmm. And so when World Mental Health Day came up this year, the theme is inclusion. And by inclusion, we mean taking all the pieces of all of our personal strengths that we practice and that we do, and putting those things out together as a community and saying, these are all the things that support mental health. And then using all those things to actually support mental health. So the piece that when we talked before, the piece that really struck me was you and Split Thought Brand and all your friends that are behind this, you know, eating hot, what's ramen noodles?
Yeah.
You are, instead of letting social media define you, instead of being kind of the downward consumers of social media as it pours into our heads and pours into our lives and tells us who we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to live, you go into social media and you create identity. You say, this is who I am, this is who we are, this is how we're going to be. And to me, that is such an empowered way of that relationship. So, so when the chance came to invite you to World Mental Health Day and have you work with the youth group, we're going to have over 100 high school kids there. And a bunch of college kids too. So it's going to be a good crowd. And anyway, the chance came. I jumped at it. I'm glad you're here today.
Well, thank you so much.
And tell us about your process, man. How's this work?
So, how it all started was it was me and a colleague. We went ahead and decided, we should start something. Of course, the age difference was prominent.
Warner Brothers did that same thing, by the way, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Universal Studios. I was like, they were sitting around there. Hey, we need to do something.
Yeah, yeah. You see, so we had this idea of just starting something, but what we had a hard time was figuring out the name and what we were going to sell. Personally, I always had a knack for art. I wanted to keep a concept of each design that I make was unique in its own way, and I never make it again.
Nice.
So that the shirt or product remains its value.
Yeah.
Then what I went on is, well, shortly after, we were kind of making testing designs of what we might be. And I said this on the,
So Nike should be moving their swoosh in different directions and adding angles to it.
It could, they, at this point, Nike, they branded themselves like that, but if they make some kind of change, as long as they have the word Nike, it could be possible.
Right, yeah, yeah.
For me, I wanted to keep the concept the same of split thinking.
Right.
So, if you don't mind me asking, do you guys know what a split thought is?
I don't.
I would guess, but thought, maybe I guess wrong. Right. To me, a split thought is when I look at a chimichanga covered with sour cream and half of me goes, man, I'm going to die of pleasure when I'm eating this. And half of me goes, man, you're going to die of a heart attack when you eat that. and so that's a split thought. So it's like I get ambivalent. I get like, oh, man, there's good and bad. And how do I handle it?
Yes, yes. So split thought or split thinking is the all or nothing thought process whenever someone performs a decision.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It. Heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.